welcome to Dear Alice, a lifestyle approach to interior design.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dear Alice. We are excited to talk to you guys today. We have a lot of really talented designers that work for us, and they happen to live in rentals, some of them. Mm-hmm. And so we picked their brains because we had a question come in from a listener, and they said, we want to know how to decorate a rental. And a lot of you might be in that situation right now, and you can still make it a home.
As you should.
As you should. Sue, yeah. How long did you rent your last home?
Oh my gosh, 13 years.
13 years. So 13 Sue has years. A lot of really great experience. I rented for 6 years before I built the home I'm in right now. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of starting our business, we moved to a new city and wanted to get our lay of the land. So yeah. Corey, have you rented recently?
I rented for 6 months before, as I was building my house.
Okay, so we won't ask you a lot of questions then.
Don't ask.
You're no good to this one. Yeah. Just kidding.
Anyway, there are ways. You're not just stuck with whatever you've been given in that home. There are ways to still make it feel really beautiful and really homey. And I think it's a fantastic way or time to start collecting things that you love. So when you do move into a home, you've already got a great art collection or beautiful rugs or whatever. So those homes start to feel like what you want it to feel.
Yeah, we always talk about, I mean, every home that you have, every place that you live is like a design laboratory. Mm-hmm. So you figure out more and more about yourself the longer you live and the more experiences you have. And so you start to like realize, this is how I like to plan my meals. This is how I like to, you know, hang out in my house. We need this many chairs. We need, you know, what would be your ideal? And this is rentals are a great spot before you're like, you really get to kind of dive into some of the final, I don't know, residence that you'll live in. Mm-hmm. It's a good place to get opinionated. And so, yeah, we challenge you to do that. And to, like Jess said, just start your collections now. I think that that's one of the things is when people, they rent, they don't buy anything. They, you know, they're just waiting to get into that house, and then they get into the house and they have nothing. Mm-hmm. And they don't have like, they're like, well, I don't even know what art I like. I don't know where to start. And I'm like, what a bumsky. After, I mean, we rented for a long time and we'll get into that. But when we moved into our house, I had enough collections to fill the house.
Yeah, you did.
I had enough art that even though the final flooring's not in, we painted our subfloors. I put art up and everyone's like, oh my gosh, you've done so much to this place. And you're like, I put art on the walls that I collected when I was in a rental. So we'll kind of go bullet by bullet on some of the things that we've collected and heard about. Yeah. How to help you guys just make it your home.
Yeah. So you mentioned art, Sue.
Oh my gosh.
One of the first points we have here in a rental, some landlords might not want you to put too many nails in the wall, or if you do, you have to fill those. Yep. So how do you hang art in a rental? What's the very best way to do it?
Yeah. My husband happens to be a really good art hanger, thankfully.
And a painter. So
I'm a painter, so he can paint those right up. But honestly, those little like art hangers that only have just like the two like nails, they don't leave that big of a mark, and they'll hold your art in a very secure way. And it's not going to be a big deal to fill it in. Just make sure, I know it takes everyone a second. You might have a couple holes in the wall when you behind that piece of art, but just measure twice, you know, nail once and put that stuff up. Again, we have friends that are in their actual permanent homes and they still don't have art up. So really get familiar with what you want to have, be surrounded by.
Totally.
And art is a fantastic way to start learning what you like.
Yeah. And those little art hangers, I think they're called OOK, O-O-K. Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce it right, but they have them at Home Depot. Like everybody OOK. Probably get it on Amazon. Yeah. And it's a brass little hook, and it has two like little eyes at the top. Mm-hmm. And it has these tiny nails the size of pins.
Yeah.
And depending on the weight of the art, like some, there might be three tiny pins that support this hook. And then the hook is what you put the art on. So if the art has a wire. Now, if the art has two D-rings on each side of the frame, I think the OOK kit also comes with aircraft cable. Mm-hmm. So you can hook it into the D-rings and make a wire and then use these to just only put, instead of putting two holes in the wall to support each side of the frame, you're just putting one to support the wire.
Nice. Yeah.
So look that up, get those sent to you. You're not going to be afraid to pound a tiny pin into the wall or two little pins side by side.
Yep.
So, they're very inexpensive, easy to put in.
Yeah.
Go straight into drywall. They don't have to go into a stud or anything.
Totally. And I did it in my real home that I own, you know, so I'm just putting little pinholes in my grass cloth wallpaper. I just think it's a great way to hang everything.
Totally. Yep. And on art too, go big on your scale. We say this for any residence, rental, permanent, whatever. Yeah. Just go larger. I think, especially at that, any phase you're in, a lot of people just consider like an 8x10 to be an okay size thing, or a 16x20 to hang that on the wall and think yeah. that's where, you know, like they're done. Mm-hmm. It looks great. But you guys, go bigger, go bigger. And I think yeah. too, in a rental, if you have large art, you're gonna look like the shit.
Yeah, you are.
Dare I say.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh man.
The 8x10 is that size of picture that when you were in grade school, you had your photos taken.
Yeah.
And you got those 8x10 glossies back, and it was the first time you had ever seen a professional photo of yourself.
And you looked good.
Yeah. And I feel like Pottery Barn makes the frames so that you can slide those pictures in and out. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not talking about that kind of decorating on this podcast. We're not putting school pictures up or even pictures of the kids unless you have those hung in some sort of a gallery to replace them. But then you need multiples because 8x10 is not artwork for your walls.
No.
We're talking really big pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say to your point of like going big in scale, because if you're in a rental and you're going to buy a bigger home at some point, maybe taller ceilings, yeah. something like that, you'll want to have that bigger scale for that house as well.
Yeah. And so. I had short ceilings in my rental. It was mostly vaults because of the gables and the old house.
And you bought huge pieces of artwork.
Yeah. And it went from baseboard to like where the ceiling pitch started. So
yeah, but anyway, it was like dramatic. A juice tiger when it comes to hanging art.
She's the juice tiger.
And you also know that the art is just going to make your walls look huge too.
100%. Yeah. It's a way to grow everything.
In a huge way.
You may never move out, guys.
That's why Sue stayed for 13 years.
It was really
cute. It
looks
so good. Yeah. Awesome. It becomes home, right?
It really does.
Yeah.
And again, it's a good exploration. Even we were talking about just like, we'll get into more art stuff, but it's a good way to figure out what you like and what you want to be surrounded by.
Yeah. I will jump down to the point where we talk about investing in your rugs.
Oh,
this is a really good time in your life when you're renting to just buy really big,
beautiful
rugs.
You have some extra cash probably.
Yeah. Buy big, beautiful rugs, because then you're going to hide a lot of that rental carpet or rental fake hardwood floor or, you know what I mean? Sometimes the choices aren't beautiful, but you can cover those up with big, beautiful rugs. And then when you move into that next home, you have big, beautiful rugs.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's a really good pro tip too. Yep. Drapery.
Yes, I think this is something that a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to invest in that. But I think drapery, especially if you go larger on your rod, we usually extend, you know, like a foot past the edge of the windows. Mm-hmm. That's usually something you can take with you. Romans, not so much. Those are pretty specific to the window. But I think drapery rods, you're going to use them wherever you go. Your ceiling heights may change. You might have to get new draperies, but it will add such a layer that'll make it feel like home. It'll make it feel finished and softer. And I'm a huge advocate.
Yeah. And also, one of our designers said that her condo, she owns it, but she said, my view in my bedroom is of a parking lot. And she said, so I have a double rod. The first rod that's closest to the window has shears on it. She said, I always leave the shears closed because it still lets all of the natural light in, but I don't have to have a visual of a parking lot. And then the draperies, she just keeps open for added fullness, but then she can close them if she wants to black them out to be able to take a nap on a Sunday afternoon or something.
Yeah.
So keep in mind that if you don't love your view or you don't have a great view, you can just hang beautiful shears and it will give you a nice soft layer.
Yeah. And what a beautiful way to like just train yourself to live like that.
Totally.
You know, I love that.
Yeah. And you don't, I mean, depending on how old your rental is, like, I mean, some come with like vertical blinds. Ooh. That's terrible.
Yeah.
So you,
what's a like
the long,
the
long blinds that hang vertically and they clip in at the top to a track.
Those are the worst.
And they're not all there.
Yeah. Oh,
there's some missing teeth on that row. Like,
some are half broken.
They look like a really long piano key hanging in a window. It's just like nothing dates a home faster. Uh-huh. I've never clipped them in or out, but I think if I was renting a home with vertical blinds, I'd probably unclip all those things and put them in a closet and hang shears and drapes drapes.
The condo that I bought, the HOA mandatory, you had to have those over our sliding door because they wanted every, like all the vantage points from the outside to look the same. So I had to keep them.
Yeah. You should change every vantage point.
Yeah, I know.
Let's update.
So I just put draperies over them. But it's like a I don't know. It's the weirdest thing walking out that it's like a,
I thought you were going to say it's like a cult. I couldn't figure out what you were about to say.
Vertical blind cult.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah. Anyway, drapery can hide a lot of ills, bad views, bad vertical blinds. But on the inside of the home, it just does add that softness. It can make the ceilings feel tall if you hang them way up. And then you bring those with you. You just fill the little holes from the drapery rods and bring them with them. You might be in your future nursery or a future guest bedroom or your bedroom or there's a lot of spaces where you can rehang draperies. Yep.
It's not in vain.
Totally. Yeah. That'll definitely pick you up. You might be able to replace hardware or paint depending on who you're renting from.
Yep. Yeah. And so inquire about that. If you have the intention when you're talking to your landlord that you want to leave it better than you found it. Mm-hmm. I think if I was a landlord, I'd be like, fantastic. Send me your vision boards. No. And just, you know, there's always, I feel like a lot of them are probably a little bit dingier, you know, and probably don't get a fresh coat every new renter. And so even if you were to paint it white or do something just to like crisp it up or just make it yours that could be easily rented to the next person, I think would be a huge improvement, obviously for your landlord, but especially for you as you live into that space. So yeah, I would definitely inquire about that. When we say hardware, we're probably just talking about like your cabinetry hardware. Mm-hmm. Like if they're not huge vanities or things like those are things that, you know, are easy to pop in and out. So yeah, that's another way to improve.
I think if you know that, you know, this is a pretty long-term decision to rent something and you're like, you know what, this would really make me feel good about myself if I could just replace these 8 kitchen knobs.
Yeah.
It's not a huge investment. Do it. And then you just get to feel better about cooking in your kitchen and you feel like you're having more of a custom experience. And if you wanted to, you could potentially even take them off and put the landlords back on and bring them with you to your
just
home.
Just make sure the spread is the same.
Yeah. Amen. It works out well for knobs. I think handles are a little harder because like you're saying, the spread, your dream might be a 5-inch and your landlord has a 3-inch, you know, so you can't re-drill.
You could probably find a cooler 3-inch though.
Yes,
you're absolutely hating them.
Yeah. So to determine that, you're going to open up your drawer and you're going to see 2 screws in there and you're just going to get your measuring tape out and manage and measure from screw to screw. And that will tell you what your spread is for your handles.
Yeah. Another thing I was going to say too, just in regards to like the built-ins that you're probably not seeing, the ones that you want inside the rental, is that you can, again, buy furniture. If you have a lot of books, buy a beautiful bookcase, you know, get those things that could then like translate to the next home, but don't not live just because you're in a rental.
Yeah.
You know, like just make sure that it happens, but in a more mobile way that you can take with you.
Yeah. Speaking of books, I think layering is going to be really key in any rental.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that from the rug up to the furniture.
Yeah.
Right. Buy the best furniture that you can afford because you're going to take that with you in your next life. You don't have to get an IKEA sofa.
No.
You know, I mean, unless that's what you can afford. But if you can, if you do have some, you know, additional disposable income after the rent and you want to save up and really invest in a great sofa, your apartment's going to look really expensive by the time you're done. People are going to be like, what, did you get the penthouse?
I know.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, I did.
I know I'm only on floor 2 and there's 5 more floors, but this is the penthouse indeed.
A little story about that is like 4 years ago, I bought a Franco from Alice Lane.
Franco is our best-selling sectional.
It's amazing.
Or sofa. Do you have the sofa or the sectional?
The sectional, yeah. Uh-huh. So I bought it and I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to buy this. I want this sectional. My mindset at the time was like, I should just wait until I find the house that I build the house that I want. I'm so glad that I didn't because I've used it for years. And being honest, like the fill broke down a little bit, but I contacted Jen here at Alice Lane in Claims and she actually got me new fills for it. I was going to pull you guys about it. But over the weekend, I took all of my covers off, put them in the washer. Yeah. Let them air dry, put the new fills in. It looks like I have a brand new sofa.
It's amazing.
And I've used it for 4 years.
Yeah. That's what you get when you buy a fantastic brand.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that you can do that.
Yeah. Grady. He loved it and he started like jumping on the sofa, which is not allowed in the house.
But Grady's only 3. So he can do that. Yeah. He doesn't wait.
He's really cute too. Yeah.
And he's cute. I'll bet he looked cute jumping on the sofa.
He did.
You took a video.
Yeah. I was so stoked about it, but
totally. So that's awesome. So
So layering, we're going to get the drapes in there, the art, the large art. We're going to invest in better furniture, great lamps. Bedding, right? Lamps.
Yes.
Yes.
Add lamps,
talk about
people.
Layering light.
Yeah. I think the lighting in most apartments, you're usually going to have like a couple boob lights, some really ugly fans, mm-hmm. likely with some udders
Does
for lights.
Do you know what the boob light is? I think we've talked about it enough, but do you want to tell them what it is?
Yeah. It's usually a flush mount. Those are the ones that are fixed to the ceiling, and it's usually round in some type of glass, and it has like a little, nipple-like finial, hence boob light. But yeah, they're not great. You see them everywhere. It's the cheapest fixture you can find at Home Depot or Lowe's. And that's what's littered usually versus like cans or anything that would light the space a little bit lovelier. So because you have that, you're going to buy lamps, really great ones that you're going to take with you to your next place. And you're not even going to turn on the boob light because you have dope lamps. So congraturitos.
Yep. Yeah. And that lamplight is like kind of where you're at, where you're sitting down and you have lamplight on your face, and make sure your lamps are like 30 inches tall, at least, especially if they're bedside lamps. You want just really beautiful, tall lamps.
Yeah.
And it used to be like the more random and interesting the lamps were, it was great. But now I think it's best to have pairs.
Yep. I have a funny story. Before we even remodeled the attic, the apartment that we used to be in, I remember Adam Bennett came in. And he was just like, this is so cool. You guys did such a good job. And this is like, these were like my base layer, probably like college years. And I'm like, I'm like, there's teal carpet. And he's like, I didn't even see the teal carpet. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't see those things when you have all the other, when you have the good lighting and you have all these other layers, because like the teal carpet disappears, the boob lights disappear because there's more interesting things to look at. So if you're just like miserable in this rental and you're like, what, something's got to give. You got to start collecting, guys. Mm-hmm. Get good stuff.
Yeah.
Do it right and just be able to take it with you.
Totally. Love that. So good.
About lighting, I was going to say change the, in the rental we were in just barely, I can't comment on this. We did change some of the bulbs because the Kelvin was too high, meaning it was like too bright and white. I don't like living in that. So that's a little tip.
Oh, and we did a podcast on lighting. Yeah. So listen to that. And we talk about Kelvin and which ones we like, the warmer one, because we look like we are suntanned and glowy and
gorgeous. Ooh.
Like anywhere between 2,700 and 3,000.
Yep.
Yes. Kelvin. It's the warmer lights. Yep. Yeah. And listen, I know we said this on that podcast, but do not buy the LED light bulbs that are daylight. Seems like a great idea that you want more natural light in your house.
I even fell for it, guys. I fell for it one day.
Yeah, so does Adam Bennett.
Fools.
We have so many we have to throw away because you look like an alien lives in your house. It's so blue.
Yep, and no one's going to understand you when you're like, nope, switch back to the other ones. They'll be like, what? And you'll be like, yeah, you look terrible.
Yeah, our skin
everyone looks
like
terrible.
Garbage. Yeah. Oh, yes. Anyway, light bulbs. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Totally.
Yeah, switch out your bulbs. Yep. You'll feel so pretty in your house.
Yep.
Plants. Bringing in greenery always makes your house feel homey.
That's healthy.
Right.
It's a healthy first
space. And I don't mean like a small succulent.
You.
Do not buy a small succulent. Buy yourself a tree.
Yes.
A full-blown grown-up. You're a grown-up now. You need a big, tall tree.
Yep.
Talk to it. Water it. It's going to be
and
so organic.
You can get one at Home Depot or Lowe's. Like, you don't have to go to a fancy nursery or anything.
Or go to a fancy nursery.
Or go to a fancy. You're
going
to feel better about it. Yeah. And they'll have cuter planters.
Totally.
So,
talk to them about how to feed it and have a lot of pride in it and just have a really rad plant. Everybody will think you have great taste and that you're interesting.
They won't see the teal carpet.
No, they'll
sure
be
won't.
Like, are you kidding? Is this a tree? Yes. Should we give them a few?
Are
awesome-
you an arborist?
Yeah, they'll think you're so interesting.
It's
fascinating. You have a tree in your house.
I know.
Yeah, it softens the corner. It brings the eye up.
Yep.
Yeah.
We love olives. Olives are beautiful. I mean, Philly figs have been trending for years.
Whoa, whoa.
So.
You're talking to them like they know exactly what you're saying. It's a black olive tree.
Yes, black olive tree.
Go ask for it.
They're gorgeous.
Do they need a ton of light, or do they have to be like in the corner of
No, they got to be near a window.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
But it looks so pretty near a window because then the natural light are on its leaves and then it's like this magical sculptural thing.
It's true.
Yeah.
So we love olives. A lot of, a lot of the younger groups are still loving the fiddle leaf fig.
Yeah.
You can get one of those and they have a beautiful big leaf, which I think is so architectural and lovely.
And when they take off and start going crazy.
Yes.
They look really rad.
Yeah, they'll start to just crawl, up your ceilings in your rental. And they'll be like, wow, how long have you lived here? 13 years?
Yeah.
Like, sure have. It looks so damn good.
Yeah.
You betcha.
Totally.
So anyway, there's a couple. Or get palms. Ooh, you'll look so exotic.
Yeah, fishtail palm. Yourself.
Fishtail palms. Mm-hmm. What is it? The birds of paradise. Mm.
Yeah.
Get one of those.
So. Yeah. We're about to bring in to the showroom a mahogany tree.
Ooh.
And the foliage on it looks fun. So beautiful.
So excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to know that guy. And it's so funny. If you walk into a room and there's a tree, people only look at the tree and they comment on the tree. You will get 100% compliments on the tree itself. They won't even notice you're anything else.
Teal carpet.
Yeah. Like people walk in a room in the showroom and they're like, oh, is this a real tree? Can I buy it? They're so excited about it. You're like, well, there's so many other offerings, right?
Yeah. But I'll say like the tree out of all of the things in that room is the least expensive.
Yeah.
I feel like, don't you think?
And it's the most, it's tallest, so impactful, most magical thing.
Yeah. So it's a great trick for a rental.
For sure.
Yeah.
I can't even believe we just told them to do that for free.
I'm sorry, y'all.
We should have charged at least 25 cents to listen to this podcast.
I know.
Yeah. That's such a winning idea. Yep. Besides that, other plants, you could have something on your island that's living, seasonal things.
Cut branches. Like those are things that you can do and it'll just automatically bring life.
Totally. I love that. And then I guess one last thing that I'll mention is that there are a lot of lighting vendors that now make sconces. Sconces are the lights that hang on your walls, like usually flanking a piece of art or in a hallway or above a piano.
Or if you don't have room for like nightstands in your rental and you live in New York, you might have one on the wall for your bedside lamp.
They now make sconces that you can just plug in. So you just have to hang it on the wall and plug it in. And they have cord covers for those that are like a half round brass rod that runs just to cover the cord. They come in all different styles. So you could look for sconces if you really wanted to make it look super designer and stylish. And then you just take those with you when you go. You don't have to hardwire them.
Yep.
So that's the last pro tip on rentals.
Yep. Collect, collect, collect.
Yes. Get it going now. It's really not too soon. You don't need to wait to have a house to make those decisions.
Nope. And buy what you love.
Amen. Thanks for listening, everybody. If you have any topics you want us to talk about, just send them to DearAlice@AliceLaneHome.com. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for listening. If you like our show, please leave a 5-star rating.